focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go harder. Just dig deeper inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive. Just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and as always, tapping into your higher self. I want to thank all the listeners, man. Just salute to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just running up the numbers with the podcast. And today.
T-O-D-A-Y.
Okay.
Yeah, for the people that can't spell.
Can't spell that. We got I got my brother from another mother on here today, man. He is a talented musician, producer, actor, model, businessman, entrepreneur. I mean, he do it all, man. You know, like he does it all, man. He's phenomenal, and we just gonna get into it. He ain't got enough hands to count how much.
No, I only got two hands. I need more hands.
Need more hands, man.
Yeah. You know?
But this is my brother, man. JS, aka the best. What's up, bro?
I'm good, man. I appreciate, man. I love the intro, man. I need to hear that every day, man. That's crazy. When I walk out the door, that's what I need to hear. Yeah. How is my audio? Is my audio good? Are we good?
Yo, look. So we gotta get people a little laugh.
Yeah.
This is the second time we did this because we did this a while back. Yeah.
What happened was
Jay had on like some It was like the Apple headphone things, but the stringy ones.
Yeah, you can go ahead. Y'all can clown me if y'all want. It is what it is. Nah, but y'all see, I got the, you know what I'm saying, the high quality headphones. We good.
Yeah.
We locked in.
So we good, man. Yo, but this is dope, man. Y'all could tell, man, this is my brother, man. This is family right here, man. Like,
it's all love.
We locked in, man. You know, I told the people briefly, like, you know, who you are. But for the people that might be living under a rock, can you just tell them who is JS, a.k.a. the best?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a man that adapts to whatever I need to adapt to. So as of right now, prominently known as a music producer, artist, songwriter, mixing engineer, mastering engineer, actor, model, hand model, do it all. Just a renaissance man. That's it. I am whatever I need to be at the present moment. That's it, man.
And doing it well too, because you know, the crazy thing is like, it's a lot of people that wear a lot of different hats, but they don't master them. And
a lot of people, they're not even good at, they might be average at one thing. Like, I'm a humble guy, but very, very good at
everything
that I do. I take pride in that. So
Of course, man. Listen, you do everything well, bro. Like, real talk. Like, I mean,
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? The modeling, the music, the production. Like, it's very rare. You know, I tell people, it's like, you know, because you have a lot of rapper producers, but it's very rare when you got someone who's like phenomenal at both. You know, like, I've heard
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, like, that's real talk, because like, I've heard like a lot of rappers like, yo, I make beats, right? And I'm like, all right, cool, play me some, dog, right? Yeah, they play it, and I'm like, yeah, dog, so I think maybe you should just rap, you know what I'm saying?
Like, or they might all sound exactly the same, and it's like, what's, you know, where's your diversity? What, you know, switch it up at least.
Yeah, it's like, nah, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because, you want to excel. So it's like, you know, when I heard Kanye and I heard him rapping on his beats, I'm like, yo, he got it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is someone who he can
Even though a lot of people didn't see it, you know, early on. But, you know, now they're like, you know, oh, I get it. But in the moment, a lot of people were just looking at him just like, nah, just stay in your lane. Just, you know, do, you know.
You saw the documentary?
We used to, of course. And I'm not, you know, not surprised at all by anything, you know, the good and the bad. You know, I'm not, you know, surprised by anything. But I'm glad that, you know, documented, and that he was able to, you know, tell his story from, you know, his perspective, and that, you know, he had some good guys around him that actually, you know, that cared and, you know, that kept that footage, because, you know, they didn't have to put that out.
Yeah, man, it was amazing, you know, just to see, like, because to see his life, you know, in the culmination of everything, like, you know, just being persistent and having that drive, you know what I mean?
So if anything, I think that's the biggest takeaway from that. It's just, you know, that self-belief, you know, when no one else believes in you. And you saw how hard, you know what I'm saying, his mom's, you know, wrote for him. And then, you know, she spinning the lyrics right there. So it's just like, that was a huge, you know, huge, huge part of who he is. And, you know, when she passed away, you know, he lost, you know, a big part of his heart. So, you know, that just led into, you know, I wouldn't say the downside, but, you know, just the other side, you know, of him. You know,
yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, it's like, you know, I feel like that, to me, I felt like his mom was like his guardian angel, for lack of better words. You know, she was his biggest supporter and really kept him like grounded, stabilized. So I think like once she passed, that was very tough for him. And I think too, it's like being an artist. Look, it's tough enough, like just trying to maintain and keep it together on a day to day basis. Right. So the fact that, like, you know, you lose your mom. And, you know, I mean, I can relate, like, you know, I lost my mom to breast cancer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I know it's like, you know, when you lose that person who is like, that's a void that's never going to be filled. Like, it's never going to be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think to be in that space of the limelight, and it's like the public really don't care. You know, it's like they'll be like, oh, too bad, too sad. When the next album dropping?
Exactly. You know what I mean? And, you know, it just amplifies everything. And then if your mental and everything isn't right, it's not a good combination.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm praying for the brother, man, because he's talented.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, they like to, you know, joke and all that about it, but it's not nothing to joke about, because, you know, people really go through, you know, serious things, and sometimes they don't know how to handle it. So it's just like, just got to be empathetic.
All of that.
One of them.
Yeah.
If not both of them.
Yeah.
That's a fact, man.
That's a fact. Yeah. And you know something, man? I don't think people, I don't know if I really spoke about this before. Well, I did in my music. I speak about it all the time. So my brother, God rest his soul, he was bipolar and he was schizophrenic. So he had both of those genes. And yeah, man, he would just fly off the handle sometimes. And
yeah, that's the same way my cousin is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people that are not familiar with it, they don't understand it. So it's like, to be bipolar basically means like you have really high highs and you got really low lows.
Extreme, like it's the extreme highs and extreme lows. And you don't know which one you're going to get, you know, at any given moment. And that, you know.
Yeah, and it's crazy, you know. Seeing that, it's like, you know. So that's why, you know, I'm really like, you know, a lot of empathy, you know what I'm saying, for him, you know, and just understanding, like, hey, you know what I mean? When he does and says crazy stuff, not that I'm giving him a pass, but it's just, I understand, you know,
that
this guy,
sure,
he's in the public light, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's crazy, man. But I say all that to say, circling back, man, back to his skill set, it reminds me of you, because when I heard your beats, I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Well, I didn't know at first, because when I first, yo, so for people know, me and Jay became friends through IG, right?
Yeah,
because like, we just started building through Instagram, and like I would hear the tracks that you on, but I didn't know that you was making them tracks, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know that you was mixing them too. And I'm like, whoa, this dude, man, like he's like, yeah, this guy does it all, man. So I guess the question I have for you, man, is like, which one started first? Did you start rapping first or did you start producing? Like, which one came first for you?
It's a great question. I would say kind of the same time, because I was like around 8 or 9, I was always like freestyling, you know, in the neighborhood, whatever, you know, just doing whatever, just freestyling. But around, like I said, when I hit like 10, I wanted to like really figure out how I can be an artist. And I didn't have the luxury of having somebody, you know, make beats or produce for me or whatever. So I had to figure it out myself, and I had to teach myself how to produce. So it kind of just happened at the exact same time. And then I was in my symphonic orchestra learning how to be a percussionist. So I was learning every percussion instrument. I studied music theory. So like it all kind of happened at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know what specifically came first, but yeah, I would say it happened at the same time.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely could tell, man. Like, the skill set is just amazing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, and later on down the road, I learned how to mix, master, and I just self-taught myself that. I didn't really have anybody to teach me how to do that, so I just had to, learn through trial and error, and then just study, whether that was on YouTube, just studying all different types of mixes, all of that. So just, teaching myself. That's it.
It's fire, man. It's fire. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's, I feel that that's the best thing, man. Like, when you're self-sufficient too, because, like when you have to rely on people to do things, I find like a lot of musicians, that's their number one complaint is like, yo, I sang, I rap, but I ain't got no beats. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no dope producers, It's like, if they got a producer, then it's like they ain't got nobody to mix it or master it properly.
Yeah,
like,
you always got to rely on somebody. Yeah, you always got to rely on somebody. And it's just like, that just takes a lot of time and energy. And it's just like, you know what? Things kind of actually worked out in my favor. The fact that in the beginning, I didn't have anybody to do these things. Because now it's like, I can literally move how I want to move. And if I decide, hey, right now, I want to go record a whole album right now and release it tomorrow, I can literally do that. Mm-hmm. Everything I can do, so I don't have to rely, I don't have to call anybody, I can just do everything. But at the exact same time, like we was talking earlier, I do a lot of different other things, so instead of me working harder, I can work smarter. So it's like, now I know I do have the resources that I can actually reach out to people that I know can get the job done. So it's not like I literally have to do everything, even though I know I can. It's like, mm-hmm. instead I can work smarter. So it's like, of course I can do everything, but how about I just write and produce it, and then maybe have somebody else mix and master. Or if I have a team of songwriters, if the one thing that you're good at is songwriting, even though clearly I can do everything, how about I just let you write the song? Because I don't have to do everything. I'm at the point where I'm not prideful. It's like, if you can write a good song, write it. You can get some bread. We split it 50-50. Mm-hmm. Everybody eats. And yeah, so it's just about working smarter, not harder. That's it.
Smart, yeah. Man, without a doubt.
I want to have time to enjoy my life. I don't want to work 24/7. I know people that's workaholics and like they pride themselves on working. Like, I'm busy, you doing it? Like, nah, I want to just live life. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, man. You got to live life, man. That's the name of the game,
Yeah.
One thing about your music too, man, you get like a lot of placements too. So people that listen to the podcast that are musicians, they know what placements are. For people listening who are not familiar with music placements, basically that is when you get your music placed in TV, film, digital media, and they utilize it as background music or whatever. So what can you talk about some of the placements you've had for the listeners out there, like, that might not be familiar?
I'm gonna be honest, I lost count. And I don't mean that like in a cocky way. It's just I I'm doing a lot.
You got a lot going on, brother.
Yeah. A whole bunch of stuff on ESPN that runs daily. So it's like all the different talk shows when it comes to the NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, whatever it is, whether that's First Take, I don't know. I really don't know. Let's just say ESPN. Mm-hmm. ESPN, a bunch of different shows on BET, VH1, MTV, the whole Viacom network. A bunch of different shows on Netflix. The Last Honey movie with Tiana Taylor. Power season, I want to say 4. The finale of season 4. Showtime, the last NBA documentary with Muggsy Bowles.
Got enough hands, man. Ain't got enough hands, brother.
I really don't have enough hands. Keeping Up with the Kardashians season, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Cartoon Network. It's a lot.
Got it, man. That's phenomenal though, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just to have that type of output. you know, and it just reminds me of myself, man. I feel like we kindred spirits because I do the same thing, you know what I mean? It's like every time I turn around, just getting placements and catalog too, man. Just making sure that there's a lot of quality music. Because you get a lot of people, they put out a lot of music, but if the music is trash, it doesn't matter. But,
yeah, everything has to be quality.
Everything has to be a certain standard. And I think eclectic too. That's what I love about your music too. It's very eclectic. So, you'll get artists who they're just backpack rappers or they're underground rappers. You know, everything sounds like a depressing song with a jazz loop. Then they rap about being broke. Right?
It's like, it's a time and place for everything, but like, I don't want to hear.
You got to have diversity, right? Like, they say that, man, like diversity is a spice of life. So, you know, or you got some guys, they're on the other side of the spectrum where everything is just sipping lean and just, you know, so you got to be able to kind of.
And that's the thing, like, I kind of am like right in the middle because, you know, of course, it's like I'm still young, so it's like I'm used to, you know, every type of music that's going on right now, you know, every different style. But at the same time, I was around a whole bunch of people that was older than me, so it's like the boom bap, backpack, all of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm accustomed to all of that, you know, so it's like I do my best to like try to bridge the gap, you know what I'm saying? So like I'm like the best of both worlds when it comes to it. So it's like whenever I can, it's like I try to just, you know, drop references here and there to like certain, whether that's certain artists, whether that's, you know, Rakim, KRS, G-Rap, Grandmaster Caz. Can you get that for me? Thank you. Grandmaster Caz, whoever it may be, or taking it even further back, Isaac Hayes, Curtis Mayfield, we can go even further back, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, whatever. It's like, I do my best to like be creative with it. So whether that's me producing and then I might do a riff that's similar to whatever song it may be, or in the lyrics, like I said, I might mention, like in the record that we have, I'm mentioning UGK. I'm also using a flow that he does in Big Pimpin' with Jay-Z. I'm using the same flow, but I'm, you know, obviously, same cadence, but I'm doing my own words. So it's like I'm paying homage in that way. So it's like, it's a lot of different ways that I try to, you know, bridge the gap when it comes to it.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, well, you killing it, man. Because I mean, you definitely doing it, bro. And man. You know, question I got for you, man. Who are your top five dead or alive MCs? No particular order.
Okay. All right. I was talking about this with somebody. I'm not going to say the typical, you know, Jay, Nas, Dre, No. I'm just going to say my favorite five at the moment.
This ain't got nothing to do with album sales or nothing. It's just
No. This is just my favorite five. I'm not even going to put like Rakim and G-Rap and Kane. I'm not putting them in there. They just in the league of their own. I'm just going to say five. I'm going to count them as one. A-Ball, MJG.
Okay.
Scarface. Damn. This can go so many different ways.
Got three more, brother.
Damn, man. Who can I? Can I look through my library real quick?
Of course.
All right, hold up. Because I want to make sure the names that I say is
Is hitting, right?
Yeah. Just give me 1 second. Hold up.
I got you, bro. Gotcha.
That's a good ass question, but hold on, let me make sure. I don't want to say just anybody.
Yeah, gotta be impactful, you know.
Yeah. You know what? All right. His name just came up, but I typically wouldn't say him, but a lot of people don't put him on the list. Busta. I feel like he's underrated. Busta. I'm trying to go for names that people don't typically mention. Let's see. I feel like you can't go wrong with Snoop.
Snoop?
Mm-hmm.
D-O-double-G?
Yeah. It could go so many different ways, man. But this last one, let me see. I'm gonna just go ahead and say pun. I'm gonna say pun.
Yeah. Healthy, yeah. Man. Healthy.
Yeah, like I said, I did not want to do the typical, you know.
The typical ones.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't want to do the typical ones.
Let me see, man. Well, let me think about this.
What's your five?
You know, I knew that was coming. For all the listeners, I know my brother. I know he's going.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what? Not to list the cliche ones. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for guys who not cliche at all.
Okay.
First one, I feel that he is criminally underrated, super talented, and his bars are super relatable. And I think a lot of rappers listen to him, but they never give him his flowers publicly. I believe that's Fonte from Lil Brother.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah.
Fonte be spitting, man. Like he says like witty stuff. That's funny same time, but you know, he be spitting. Who else you got,
I'm tripping. I'm lunching. All right. So there's one other person. Mos Def.
Yes.
He should have definitely been on
Mos Def. Yeah. Mos Def, yes.
Yeah.
Another guy that I love, man. I listened to him. So this is back when they had CDs when I was in high school. We had a spot called Music Factory off of Jamaica Avenue. So I went to Hillcrest High School in Queens. And when you went to Jamaica Avenue, that was like the Mecca. Everything was there. So whatever you want, you that got that, spot. Right? You want incense, or you want white tea. You know what I'm saying? You want some jerry.
Whatever you
everything
need.
Everything was on Jamaica Avenue. It still is to this day, right? So Music Factory was there. Never forget. Picked up the CD, man. One of my all-time favorite CDs. This dude is so lyrical. And luckily, the lyrics were all in the actual cover. So, like, when you open it up, all the
lyrics. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember them days.
I was reading it, and my mind was blown away by the stuff this guy was writing. I was like, this is insane. Yo. and the thing is, being from New York, like, I'm a barsmith, so I love lyrics. I love guys that, like, rappers. But this guy was from Cali. I was like, yo, he's from Cali. And that's Razzcast, man. Razzcast.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That dude.
So
for people not familiar with him, man, he's worked with Dr. Dre. He's worked with everybody.
Your homework, dude. Homework.
Man. Yeah. And that album was called Soul on Ice. He had some singles on there called Anything Goes, Miami Life. But he had a song on there that's a 10-minute song called Nature of the Threat. And what he does with that is he does like a history lesson. It takes you through time from the Ice Age all up to, you know, racism and challenging religion. And it's just like insane the way this guy's brain works, man. Like, he's a genius. So shout out to Raz.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah. Another guy. So this is my third one right here. Who I feel... another one, criminally underrated, man. I think he's so talented, but I think he got a blackball by the industry because he was just so vocal.
Feel like Immortal.
Well, Immortal could go in there too, right?
Okay.
But this is one of Immortal's homies, Chino XL.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Chino is like a beast, man. Like he's just different. You know what I'm saying?
Animal.
Yeah, man. Like
animal.
Yeah, he's got a record called Wordsmith. If no one has ever heard that, listen to that record. The way he breaks down these words that have multiple meanings and how he uses them. Like,
yeah.
Yo, he said, Y'all couldn't be stars if y'all got thrown by Chinese ninjas. Like,
yo.
Like his joints is crazy, man. His joints is crazy, man. Wow, I got two more. Let me think
about last two.
Last two, right? It's getting down to it. Gotta take it back to Queens. Another phenomenal talent. A lot of rappers from Queens, like they normally get their just due. You know, most of the time they do. A lot of times they don't. Like, you know.
For real, you can do your own Queens top five, for real.
Yo, that's a fact, right? Like, I mean, everybody, I mean, we got Nas, LL, 50, Lloyd Banks, Run DMC. Yeah. Like, I mean, we got
He almost made my top five. Banks almost made my top.
Yeah, Banks is fire too, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one I want to give it up for is, I think he's a legend, Pharoah Monch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm liking where this is going.
Yeah.
I'm liking where this is going.
Yeah, man. Monch is a monster. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just different.
To this day, yeah.
Yeah, the way he put his shit together. Mm-hmm. And let me see. Wow, for the last one. Last one, man. Jeez, like, wow. I got to think about this.
Yeah, thanks. Sit on it.
Yeah, let me think, man. Let me think. Who is someone that I really...
And after them four, it gotta be right.
Yeah, right? Because I'm trying not to go for the mainstream. Anybody mainstream, they already get their flowers. This is, of course, like people who, you know, they're not getting their just to.
Yeah.
You know? I got a dude. Never, ever got his just to. Ever. But he is a problem. I don't know what he's doing today. I don't know if he's still active. But this cat, he had a mixtape out. Mm-hmm. And he used to rap with one of the biggest stars today. And he's talented. That is Nicholas F. Nicholas F.
Yo, I have not heard that name in a minute.
When Drake first did the Room for Improvement and Nicholas F. was on there cutting up. He was holding his own on those records, man. I was like, who is this guy? And then from that point, my man Drew put me on to him. He said, listen, he has this mixtape. And if no one's never heard it, you definitely should go. You probably could get it from Dat Piff. It's called Rap for Dummies or something like that.
Yeah.
That mixtape. Nasty. That guy. Yeah. Yo, this guy was, I'm like, yo, give me in the booth, son. Stop playing with me. I'm like,
I definitely gotta figure out what he's doing now, because it's been a minute.
And it's kind of weird because it's like, you know, I saw people kind of like, well, you know, why didn't Drake help him or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
You never know the situation. Like,
you know, you get that a lot of times, and people don't know the dynamics of the relationship. So I really don't know, you know, and no one really knows, like, you know, what it was, what it isn't. But you know, what I do know was Nicholas F. was a problem, man. He was like,
yo,
can't play with that guy, man.
But now, hold up, nope. We gonna switch roles for a minute. So we did that.
Yes.
Five producers.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I say like this. And we ain't even touch on this yet, because we ain't tell the listeners, because me and Jay got a project coming. First single is next week, actually.
It's
right?
coming. Yeah.
So I would say, like, let's say if the label was like, listen, we want y'all to do another EP, but we want to give y'all producers to work with, right? Ooh, so meaning you can't do none of the beats. It'll be these are producers.
That's fine. I would love you to sit back in the passenger seat and just do the writing. That's fine.
Right? So if it had to be five, right? I say, of course, Swiss, Timberland, of course.
Yes.
I would say, I get some Neptunes in there for us.
Yeah.
Some Neptunes tracks.
Yeah.
I would get some Just Blaze tracks in there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And in the fifth, I would just take it some other place, man, just so we can have some diversity. I get Robert Glasper in there, man.
Ooh, you know I say, I ain't mad at that. Yeah. Shit, I'm gonna try to do a different time for that. Yeah. I love all those names, and I would pick those, but I'm gonna try to do something different. That's tough. I go Manny Fresh.
Okay.
Metro Boomin.
Mm-hmm.
Big Crit.
Crit.
Pete Rock.
How could I forget Rock, man? Soul Survivor, one of my favorite albums.
Yeah. For the last one. Damn We gotta be the right. You know what? All right. This is easy. Puff and the Hitmakers.
True. True that.
Yeah.
True.
Rest in peace to my man Chucky Thompson, because we was doing some stuff together. But That's my five.
Fact right there. Yeah, that's a Fendi. I agree with that, man. Yeah, that's it, man. Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, man. Yeah. You know, it's dope, man, to compile these lists, man, and just, you know, the scope of the talent. You know what I mean? What people are doing out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
I love it.
And we touched on it briefly. So, you know, for the people that's listening, man, basically me and Jay got an EP coming. It's called Life.
Yes, sir.
That EP is fire, man. And
this is just the first of, you know, a lot of other stuff we working on. Like this is the first one that's coming out the pipeline. But we working, man.
And it's just the process is just so fire, man. I love it because it's like, yo, we crank it out.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's like, yo, it's just, you know what, man? I just love the process, man. And I love just us working together, our brotherhood, because it's like, it's like it shines through the music, man. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels good. It's a good vibe. You know what I mean?
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, man. So we definitely locked in, man. What's your favorite songs from the joint, man? What's like your top three if you had to pick three from the EP?
Of course, Same Energy. That's the joint. Definitely my favorite. And just the fact that what I'm saying, because I think you can like easily get distracted by like the melodies and all that. But like what I'm saying in it is like something that typically you would hear like somebody saying over like boom bap or whatever, but like how I'm putting it together, it's like it's catchy, but it's like super deep at the same time. Like, and that's something that I could break down a whole another time. But Same Energy, Spark It Up.
Oh yeah.
And damn. Life. You.
Same, man. Those are my same joints, man. I love them joints. And that's ironic because that's the three singles that's leading. You know what I'm saying?
So it only makes sense. That's it, man.
I love it, man. Like we got something special. We got more music coming for the people and everything. So, and next week, depending on when you listen to this podcast, but we got the first joint dropping next week, the Same Energy record.
Same Energy, yeah. So,
yeah, get ready for that. Y'all going to hear that all over TV, that is the film. One. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Yep, that's it, bro. So I wanted to ask you, man, because I asked all the guests, man, what's your mantra, man? Like, mine's is persistence wears down resistance. Then I have another one. You know what I mean? Then my other one is collaboration is greater than competition, just building with like-minded people. You know what I'm saying? So what's your mantra, man?
Yeah, well, this is what a thing that I typically say every day. We don't make moves, we make movements.
There we go.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, there we go. There we go, bro. That's it.
Yeah,
man.
Always, every day I say that in my head, and that's like something I've been saying since I was a senior in high school. So still running with it.
Fire, man. Well, I love it, man. I love it, bro. And yeah, man, we on it. We on it, bro.
Yes, sir. We just getting started.
Yep, it's the warm up right here, man. So, tell the people, man, how they can tap in with you if they want to, you know, follow you on social media, everything. Like, what's going on? JS aka the best,
everything at JS aka the best.
There you go,
just hit me.
There you go, man. Y'all see that. If people want merch, can they get merch, man? Or what's
JS aka the best.com?
There y'all go,
get you right. Whatever you need.
It's your hoodies, everything. It's your hoodies, all your goodies.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Literally got everything you need. You need sound kits, you need stuff for film, TV, you need merch, music.
What you need.
Got everything you need.
Tap in.
I don't fall away. I make the water.
I'm talking
wealth. Your money shorter.
Oh.
You know, I gotta meditate. Then I gotta calibrate.
Why
elevate?
Watch
me activate.
Trip. Yeah.
Watch me flip all the mathematics, flip like an acrobatic, everything that glitter and gold. I don't even rock designer clothes. Everybody eats. If you know, you know, fuck trying to impress somebody that don't give a fuck about you. My name is my name. And I don't even fuck with you. The prophet is never welcomed in his own home. Everybody like, why you change, Romy Rome? Pick up a book, nigga. Earn some. If you all about a dollar, bitch, earn some. We talking equity. We talking legacy. Energy, the only currency I see.
Yes. Yes, yes, man. Yo.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. Mic drop, man. You know what I'm saying? Just.
That's it. I don't know what that's else it, I want man. To say. Just keep the same energy.
Keep the same energy, man. Y'all gonna hear that next week, man.
Next week.
Yeah. Yep. That's fire, man. So, yo, man. No, I love you, brother.
And, yes, sir. It's always love, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We tapped in, man. We tapped in, brother. So, see, you know, we're going to chop it up offline, man. But
of course, yeah. Of course.
Shout out to all the listeners, man. It's my brother JS, a.k.a. The Best, man. Definitely tap in, man. Follow him on all the social platforms. And, yeah, man, keep it locked, man. We got that single and the EP coming out soon, man. So, y'all know.
Yeah, soon.
No doubt,
yes, sir. Nah, I appreciate you, man.
Come on, you know the vibes, bro. Word up. Word up.
Yeah.
Word up, man. No doubt.
So much that it seems wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid in the jeans on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving